This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. In hour number three, you understand how this national TV show has grown. When I first started with Newsmax TV, I was in 15 million homes, then I was in 20 million, then I was in 30 million, then I was in 40 million, then 50 million, now 80 million homes. I used to get, 50 nice letters a week from people, which is great. Then it was 100, then it was 200, then it was a couple thousand. A week ago, it was 4,000 plus letters of fan mail in a week, and all of them said the same thing. Not that I read all of them, because even I can't read 4,000 fan mails, but I picked out a bunch of them, hundreds of them, and I checked them out, and they all said, I've left Fox News forever. After what they did to Judge Jeanine, after they hired Donna Brazile, after they got Paul Ryan on their board of directors, I want nothing to do with Fox News, and I found you by mistake. And all of them seem to be from Comcast Xfinity Cable, which is 30 million homes that just joined us since December and has been phasing in from December through March. So now I think we've gotten all 30 million homes, and all these people had just found me and said, I feel like I just found the most important thing in my life. I can't believe I found your TV show. It's so much better than anything on Fox News. And every person says the same thing. You know it's a trend. You know it's a pattern. You know something special is going on. So it's really been a great last couple of weeks. And, of course, it's been a great week of news because Trump was exonerated. Trump was vindicated. I know liberals say that's not so, but it absolutely is so. The way I do this show, by the way, the first hour is where I kind of go off on the biggest issues of the day, and I do the Root Rant. And then hour number two, which is now, is kind of where I pick up all the news that that I left out in hour number one. So it's not the A-team. It's kind of the B-team. I haven't even got to yet in my pile, which is in order of what I think is importance. And then in hour number three, which is Newsmax TV, and an audience of 80 million people potentially is watching, I go back to the most important news stories and take your calls. So I'm going to get to some of the stuff in a second. We hadn't had a chance to get to in hour number one. But let me start with something from hour one that has to be gotten to. America at an immigration breaking point, according to a border official. Jake Lloyd breaks down the crisis in this special report, and border officials are saying that the border crisis is overwhelming. Now, who's saying it? Jay Johnson was the former head of Homeland Security for Barack Obama, and he's saying it's a crisis. He's saying if there were 1,000 apprehensions a day, he thought that was a lot. He says, I don't know how you keep up with 4,000 a day going on at the border right now. He even agrees it's a terrible, terrible, terrible immigration crisis. Just as I said from the very beginning, just as the reason I used to justify the national security emergency that I gave to President Trump that he wound up eventually using. He tried anything but in the end he had to go with my idea, which is a national security emergency. I also mentioned in my opening commentary, which is going in newspapers around the country on Sunday, that Trump's approval is at 49%. It was at 50 yesterday, by the way, Rasmussen, but today it's at 49. That's 6 points higher than Obama at the same time in his presidency. Now, keep in mind that the media was 90% in love with Obama and only pointed out the great things about Obama, never the negative, never covered scandal, never pushed Obama, never questioned Obama, never did anything that would ever offend Obama's sensibilities. It was 8 years of a love affair, and the media now is 2 years of, you could argue, hate speech towards Donald Trump. I mean, it's not like they just say, oh, he's not a good guy, or oh, he's a bad president. It's like they call him a Nazi, they call him Hitler, they call him KKK, they call him racist, all the same things they call me. And so when you have the media that's been proven to be 92% horribly negative, and they were 92%, I'm sure, horribly positive towards Obama, and he's 6 points higher in popularity than Obama at the same point in his presidency, how does anybody in the media even understand that? How do you even fathom that? And the answer is right here in my hands. because it's official as of today. The U.S. is the first country in world history to increase GDP in 1 year by more than $1 trillion. That's Trump's legacy. In year one, it was an all-time record. U.S. GDP increased by $853 billion. That was 2017, just 1 year, just the months after Obama was president, when it was horrible. Trump did that great a job in one lousy year. And in year two, the increase was greater than $1 trillion, the largest annual increase in GDP by any country in world history. Amazing. Amazing. I move on to some other issues that I didn't get to in hour one. And I got to say, I just think the Democratic Party is the most racist institution I've ever seen. I do believe they're racist against, in some ways, black people and Latinos and people of color, because I, as a Republican, have always believed that they can be lifted up, that black people are just as smart as I am, Latinos are just as smart as I am, just as smart as white people, just as smart as Jewish people, just as smart as anybody, and they just need a hand up, not a handout. And that's what all Republicans I know believe. But that's not what Democrats believe. They need blacks need affirmative action. They believe that blacks need all kinds of special welfare and disability and food stamps, and everything's got to be free because they can't make it without free stuff. They want blacks to be dependent on government. But I'm not talking about their racism towards blacks. I'm talking about the Democratic Party's racism towards whites. It's gotten out of hand. White reporters excluded from a Georgia mayoral event for black politicians. The sign on the church door was anything but subtle. No media, black press only. All white reporters were prevented from entering the premises, while black reporters from two television stations, as well as the publisher of the Savannah Tribune newspaper, were permitted. The Trigon Consulting Group is in charge of promoting the event, described as being about supporting one candidate from the African-American community for mayor in 2019. It just seems to me that there's no difference at all between a sign saying no whites allowed and a sign, you know, 50 years ago saying no blacks allowed or no blacks can use this bathroom or no blacks can use this water fountain. What is the difference? Tell me. What's the difference? One is hate, the other's hate. One is racism, the other is racism. And it's no sooner I tell you that, Jussie Smollett has been nominated for the NCAAP Image Award this weekend. Can you imagine the racism? Because, folks, you're talking about someone who committed a hate crime against white people. And by the way, I said this yesterday, I'm going to say it again. I didn't get any calls. Or actually, email me, the best way to contact me. I'm looking for a great class action lawyer who wants to sue for $1 billion against Jussie Smollett, and Wayne Root wants to be the lead plaintiff. Because I believe he destroyed, or tried to destroy, the image of every white, straight, male Trump supporter in the United States. And I want to sue him for $1 billion. This guy made up a hate crime, and that therefore his was a hate crime against white people. And for making up a hate crime against white people, and for having your two Nigerian personal trainers wear white face and make believe that Trump supporters with a red cap and having a rope in their hands to lynch blacks, which I keep arguing has not happened in the United States in decades. There's no white person roaming around the streets of any city looking to lynch blacks. Doesn't happen, doesn't exist, nobody's even thinking it. Ridiculous. And there are no white people in the streets of Chicago at 2 in the morning with red Trump hats in a black neighborhood where there's drugs and prostitution. My black buddy, Charles Butler, told me that neighborhood, there aren't black people who feel safe at 2 in the morning. But if there's no white person with a Trump hat at 2 in the morning in that neighborhood. And so he did all that to cause everyone to believe that white people who vote for Trump hate blacks and we're all horrible and we want to kill blacks. And for that, you get nominated for an NCAA Image Award this weekend. Very interesting. If that isn't racism, I don't know what is. I don't know what is. And by the way, a former Deputy Assistant Attorney General says if convicted of corruption, State's Attorney Kim Fox of Illinois faces up to 20 years in prison. Former Deputy Assistant John Yoo was on Fox News last night, speaking of people not watching Fox News, but it's still better than anything on CNN or MSNBC, that's for sure. And he told Laura Ingraham, if Kim Fox is convicted of corruption in the Jussie Smollett case, she faces up to 20 years in prison. Breaking news, Illinois Prosecutors Association has condemned State's Attorney Kim Fox. Her actions undermine the very foundation of our public court system. Folks, this is Illinois. Illinois prosecutors are probably all Democrats. A large portion of them are probably black Democrats. And they've condemned State's Attorney Kim Fox. Her actions undermine the very foundation of our public court system. And at the same time, by the way, Chicago has warned Jussie Smollett repay $130,000 for the investigation in 7 days or face prosecution for lying. So let me ask you something. Isn't that extortion? Sounds like extortion to me. I'm on the side of the police. But having said that, if you say to somebody, I know you're guilty of a crime, and you could go to jail for many years, but we already let you off. But if you don't pay in $130,000 in 7 days, we're going to bring those charges back up again. Isn't that extortion? It's kind of funny, kind of interesting. Democrats get away with everything. Everyone in Chicago is a Democrat. The cops, the prosecutors, the judges, everyone's a Democrat. They get away with anything. To me, that's extortion, A, and B, it's admitting he's guilty of the crime, and they'll charge him again for it, unless he gives them money. Then they won't charge him for it. Extortion. And speaking of racism, Ilhan Omar blames white nationalism for the border crisis forcing outdoor detention of migrants. So get this. We're overwhelmed by migrants and overwhelmed by their children and overwhelmed by all these people. Many of them are bad. Some of them are good. But lots of bad people on the southern border with bad intentions who want to come to America and wreak havoc and murder and rape. And some of them are nice, but they still want welfare for the rest of their lives. So they're bad, too. So as far as I'm concerned, everything at that border is bad, bad, bad. And they've overwhelmed the system. There are no beds for them. There is no room for them. I'm sure, as disgusting as this sounds, the toilet bowls are overflowing, and there's a six-hour line to go to the bathroom. Nobody can get in. I mean, you're talking about stuffing 20,000 people in a room for 200. How do you go to the bathroom? And she sees this, and she blames white nationalism. The blame isn't the Mexican government. The blame isn't the crap hole countries they're running away from. The blame is America, the country they're running to. It's our fault that they're overwhelming us and running to us. Ilhan Omar is not a racist, is she? Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations systems across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Root's Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this radio show, also the sponsor of my national TV show as well. Great guys, just like Synagenix, who are on both. Just like Tangible, who's on both. I don't know where I find such great people, but I've just known every one of these people for a long, long time. And Fordham Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham team is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent per share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Think about this for a minute. 15 cents a share to $200 per share. It's one of the great ups in the history of Wall Street. And his new baby is called Fordham and has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Think about that for a minute. 180 square miles, not square acres, square miles of a mine. That's just about nine times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, and you can visit Fordham Resources, their website, to find out more. Fordham, FORTMResources.com, FORTMResources.com, stock ticker symbol in the United States, FTMR. Thank you, Fordham, for sponsoring my show. The BBC has been ordered to pay damages for fake news about Trump and the Ukrainian president. Does that not say it all? Don't you think this happened all over the media of the world? I remember 2 years ago when Trump was elected, I traveled to Asia. I did 2 weeks on the road in Asia, six cities, five countries, over a two-week period. Every person I met hated Donald Trump. because they'd all been told by the media in Asia that Trump is like this horrible person that's out to destroy the world. And that's basically what CNN has done in America. That's what MSNBC has done in America. It's what ABC, NBC, CBS has done in America. And let me tell you, Fox News is no friend of Trump. They're just moderate and in between. Or as they say, fair and balanced. You know what that means? They're the only network that doesn't character assassinate him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But some of them hate him. Shep Smith hates Donald Trump. They've got others on there that hate Trump. Donna Brazile just got hired to be a contributor. Probably gave her $1 million a year to pontificate like an idiot about what a terrible president Trump is and to lie, just to lie. Donna Brazile gave a commentary the other day at Fox News about election integrity. Donna Brazile gave the debate questions to Hillary Clinton and she lectured. She had the nerve to lecture about how the Mueller thing wasn't a waste of time or money because the most important thing in the world is election integrity. You're right, Donna. You should be in jail for the rest of your life because you stole a Democrat primary from Bernie Sanders and gave it to Hillary Clinton. And it wasn't a debate question. She was in charge of the DNC at the time that they stole it from Hillary. Her and what's that woman's name? Debbie Wasserman Schultz stole it from Hillary. From Bernie and gave it to Hillary. Don't you go to jail for that? I mean, if you steal a loaf of bread, you can get 20 years in jail. What does it cost to steal a presidential primary that determines who's the president of the United States, that will determine monetary policy and the rates at the Federal Reserve for interest rates to buy your home and whether the stock market goes up or down and whether there are jobs in America or not and whether wages go up or not and your commander-in-chief of the military and your leader of the free world. She tried to steal that for Hillary Clinton and she gets a job. She gets rewarded with $1 million job at Fox News after cheating. It's amazing. And then has the nerve to lecture about election integrity. And don't forget, her lack of integrity is so much deeper. It was two years ago, she got caught in another huge lie. Donna Brazile publicly said that the Obama economy was great. But privately, when those emails got out, when they were stolen or given away or whatever happened to WikiLeaks, one of the emails was Donna Brazile to John Podesta, and she said, it's terrible out here, and people can't pay their rent, and people are dying, there's no jobs. And then the other day, what did she say? She had a commentary that the Trump economy's not really that good. Obama was better. Did she forget that we all saw her email? You talk about the lyingest Democrat loser that ever lived. It's Donna Brazile. She knew that Obama wrecked the American economy, yet she continues to say Obama was great and Trump is not that good. Even though we know what she really thought. These people have no shame. So why would it surprise you if the BBC gave out fake news about Trump and the Ukrainian president? They probably got the fake news from CNN or Donna Brazile. Crazy. And from Full House to the Big House, Lori Loughlin and others are facing real jail time in the college admission scandal. But you know what I keep saying? What they did is terrible. And they probably cost my son a shot at USC. But what's there seeing that in the whole Democratic Party supporting cheaters known as illegal aliens? Am I missing something?
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacts to the news that Attorney General Bill Barr says he will have the Mueller report ready to be released to Congress by mid-April, if not sooner.
Well, I have great confidence in the Attorney General, and if that's what he'd like to do, I have nothing to hide. This was a hoax. This was a witch hunt. I have absolutely nothing to hide. And I think a lot of things are coming out with respect to the other side.
The president also has a message for Mexico if they don't stop all illegal aliens from coming into the United States.
And if they don't stop them, we're closing the border. They'll close it, and we'll keep it closed for a long time. I'm not playing games.
And your final numbers on Wall Street. Stocks are ending the week with solid gains. The Dow was up 211 points to close at 25,929. The NASDAQ gained 60, and the S&P climbed 19. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
WAR Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, WAR Now. Cinegenix is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Cinegenix, founded in 1997, they are the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. defying aging, i.e. healthy aging, i.e. anti-aging. They've got clinics all over the United States, 21 clinics across North America. The main one in Las Vegas, by the way, so if you're listening to me on our flagship station, KBET, 790 AM here in Vegas, you don't have to get on a plane to go anywhere, you don't have to spend any money, you just wind up getting in your car, driving a few blocks, and you're at Cinegenix headquarters in beautiful Summerlin, Las Vegas, and people flying from all over the world to ask Cinegenix to make them young again. They are fabulous. What they did for Wayne Root is amazing. I feel the best of my life, and everyone who watches me on TV says I look 10 years younger. It's been a wonderful transformation. They made Wayne Root great again. They can make you great again. They're making America great again, one American at a time. Call for your free, no-obligation consultation on a free, toll-free number anywhere in the United States, 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER as opposed to older, and get your free, no-obligation consultation. What do you got to lose? Call's free and the consultation is free. And if you don't like it, just hang up and say bye. Simple as that. But if you like it, I'm telling you, it's going to change your life. Call 888-YOUNGER or go to Cinegenix.com. C-E-N-E-G-E-N-I-C-S. Cinegenix.com. All right, we've got our guests here in studio, by the way. Since I moved my studios here to Las Vegas from Henderson, I actually haven't had a guest live in studio. He's the first one ever. So consider yourself to be the honored man, Larry Greenfield. Say hi, everyone, Larry.
Pleasure to be with you, Wayne, and your audience.
Fellow of the Claremont Institute, a prominent wealth advisor in L.A. and Las Vegas, formerly big shot with the Republican-Jewish Coalition. I believe you were the state director of the Republican-Jewish Coalition in the state of California, right?
Indeed, and worked with the Reagan Legacy Foundation and the Claremont Institute.
And I think when you were state director of the Republican-Jewish Coalition of California, didn't you have oversight over my Republican-Jewish events here in Las Vegas?
Yes,
if I'm not mistaken.
We planted the seeds here in Vegas to grow Jewish Republicanism here as well.
And look how things have turned out. It seems like maybe things haven't changed much as far as Jewish voters, but as far as the way things look, the Democratic Party is the party of Jew haters, even at its peak in the early 2000s. Never did anybody think of Democrats as Jew haters. You and I would have argued their policies were not great to Israel, but they always acted as if the Schumer's the world, the Pelosi the world, that they were Israel's best friend and Jew's best friend. Everything has changed, and when you see Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and you see the policies that they recommend and the things that they say, it is shameful. And then you see Nancy Pelosi's response, which is dead silence, deafening, and turning an anti-Semitic statement into an actually anti-white extremism statement and an anti-Islamophobic statement. When the person who's making it was a Muslim trying to attack Jews, it became a statement against people that don't like Muslims. It's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
The collapse of the Democratic Party on Israel has now been followed by the collapse of the Democratic Party on Judeo-Christian civilization and on Jews and the Jewish state of Israel. And, in fact, Obama opened the door to all of this. Yes, his policies were radical. Yes, he had antipathy for Israel. He said there should be daylight between the United States and Israel. He rejected George Bush's friendship to Israel. He allied himself with the Iranian Shiite tyrants. He didn't stand up to the people in the streets trying to fight for their lives against the people, by the way, still at war with the United States of America, the Republic. The Islamic Republic of Iran is still at war with America. These were Obama's friends. But what he did with his body language, Wayne, and what he did with his anti-Israel action at the UN was open the door. High season now on Israel, on support for Israel, on supporters of Israel, Jews and Christians, by Democrats, including Muslim Democrats. And I wish, by the way, there were Muslims running for office in the United States telling the truth about radical Islam, not covering for
it. Haven't seen any of that, have I? Have we? We haven't seen a million-man Muslim march in Washington to say terrorism is bad and we're Americans first and we're not for extremism. Never seen that. I haven't seen it anywhere in the world. Have you?
Can you imagine the popularity in this country country of a Democrat or a Republican who was Muslim for America and hostile to barbarism and female genital mutilation and the kind of oppression of women and gays and the truth-telling that we need about radical Islam, not all Muslims. In fact, I'm saying the Muslim victims of tyranny and barbarism would be hailed in the United States. But instead, why do the Democrats keep picking the anti-Israel Muslim voices and celebrating them and not condemning them?
And by the way, I have to throw in, some experts said something about 2-3 years ago, and I've quoted it ever since, that, yeah, it's true that not all Muslims are bad. There are many good Muslims and many Muslims who don't like extremism and jihad and radical Islam, etc., etc. But he estimated about 20% of Muslims are bad and are radical and do want to kill every Jew and every Christian and destroy Israel and destroy America. And he said 20% of a billion is 200 million. So it's not like it's a small little issue. There's 200 million bad Muslims in the world that want to kill us.
There's a tremendous amount of scholarship that people can read at the Gatestone Institute about the Islamic immigration into Europe, Wayne, and the rape and the human rights abuse and the way they treat nurses with the various diseases that come into Europe that have not been seen before, and the kind of negative attitudes of many Islamic immigrants when they come to new countries. This Rep. Omar, she's a refugee from Somalia. We rescued her. We gave her every opportunity. Her gratitude is zero.
Well, Larry, listen, we rescued every refugee from California here in Nevada, and they still come and vote Democrat. So Muslims come here, and they vote against the against Jews, against Christians, against Judeo-Christian values. They support Sharia law, some of them. And same thing with Mexicans and Hispanics. Many of them come here from countries that Donald Trump once might have described as crap holes. I say that nicely because Donald used a different word. And they come here, and the first thing they do is they want to make America crap. Just like the place they came from. And again, let me stress, like Trump, I'm not saying all Latinos are bad, never have. Not saying all Mexicans are bad, never have. Not saying all Muslims are bad, never have. Not saying every black person from Haiti is bad or Africa is bad, never have. But some of them, if not a majority, want to come here and accept welfare for the rest of their lives. I saw the stats at Breitbart. 70% of all Muslim refugees in America, all Muslim immigrants in America, collect cash welfare. 70%. So that means they're going to have it almost for the rest of their life or for the rest of their life. How can we afford this? We're going to go bankrupt. We're $22 trillion in debt. It's unaffordable. So when people keep saying, well, most people who come from Mexico are good. Most people who come from Central America are good. Most people who come from Muslim countries are good. Most people who come from Africa are good. You know what I say? Let's prove it. From now on, let's eliminate forever welfare to new immigrants. And if you still want to come here and work and not starve, then I'm all for it. That's really the determinant. It's not just a wall. We need a wall. But you need to eliminate all welfare either forever or for the first 10 years a new immigrant comes to America. And if you ban welfare, my question is, do they really want to come? Do they really want to work?
The ones who come, therefore, will be the ones who want to work.
Right.
And the president was right, by the way, about his Muslim ban as finally backed up by the Supreme Court.
Which wasn't really a Muslim ban.
It was basically saying, if you're not even vetted in Syria or Somalia,
how can you come here?
They don't know who you are.
Right.
How can we know who you are?
Right.
He was backed up by the Supreme Court. Wayne, when they're anti-Israel, how come they're always anti-American as well? It's because of a 400-year friendship between the American people, from the colonial settlers
and Jews, yeah,
to every president since, except Obama,
yeah,
that there's a natural affinity between Bible-based, Judeo-Christian-based, Western civilization-based peoples. That's why America's friendly with Israel. When they attack Israel, they're basically attacking America. In fact, Israel is little America, capitalist, nationalist, proud of itself, willing to defend itself, an ally of the United States, votes with the United States.
The Mossad spies for the United States. You don't think we get the best tips in the world about what's bad guys in the Middle East from the Mossad? Of course we do. So we need Israel. As much as they need us, we need them as well.
As strategic partner, as moral ally, as trading partner, Israel's chips and cell phones are changing the world, their humanitarian assistance. The case for Israel is so overwhelming, the only people who don't agree with it now are the radical left, who've taken over the Democratic Party.
They've obviously never seen that famous email that goes around. Every Jew has seen it, whether you're liberal or conservative, right? The list of Nobel Prize winners, the list of Nobel Economic winners, and, you know, it's it's filled with Jews from Israel. I don't know if that list is Israelis or Jews. I think it's Jews, right? Jews in general.
Most of them from the United States.
Yes, in the United States, yes.
So here's some good news.
But the amount of Muslims in the world dwarfs the amount of Jews, and there's almost no Muslim on the list who's ever won any great award in the history of the world for doing anything for humanity.
A lot of good poetry, science, and comedy coming out of Syria these days. So, what I want to say is that the Jewish vote in the United States has long been reported to be moderating and coming to the middle from the far left.
We'll see.
It is actually happening for this reason demographically. Orthodox Jews in New York have babies. Secular liberals in Hollywood
don't.
Yes.
Right. So, look, I understand Orthodox Jews are moving towards the Republican Party, but the secular Jews really aren't in any big numbers moving towards the Republican Party. Let's face it.
And they do struggle with Trump, but Trump has the ace in the hole. His relationship with Bibi Netanyahu, moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, now recognizing Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights.
Right.
Which, by the way, that sounds like a faraway, weird place. It's basically a mountaintop on which Arabs for decades shot down on Jewish children.
Right.
Okay.
And shot missiles into Israel, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
It's a small part of the world,
yeah.
And Israel needed that little rock. That rock.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back. More with Larry Greenfield. We'll talk about Israel. We'll talk about Jewish issues. We'll talk about how to work on getting Jews to come to the Republican Party. I don't know if Larry knows, but I authored the Jexit commentary that was in newspapers around the country. Got a lot of publicity. Jewish exodus or exit from the Democratic Party. It's long overdue. We're trying to make it happen. And I do believe in the next election, you'll see Jews will go from 25% to Trump in 2016. Maybe to 30 or 35. I doubt it'll get to 40. It's not getting to 50. It's not getting to 60. No one's unrealistic. But every little bit means you have a chance to win one congressman, one district, one electoral vote here or there. Jews come out, maybe not in big numbers, but in big numbers of voters. So it makes a difference. And Jews are going to come towards the Republican Party. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your health care costs. Together, we're changing health care for good.
War now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
War now. The Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. The sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, is Liberty Health Share. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. I love these guys. You know, there's a whole ad to do, and I don't even do it anymore. I stop at that because I just tell you about my experience. So about 8 weeks ago, or actually 3 months ago, I started to feel some pain, and I had kidney stones. And then about 6 weeks ago, I had kidney stone surgery, and every step of the way, Liberty Health Share was with me. First, I had massive doctor visits, different doctors, and I didn't think any of them would take Liberty Health Share. They all took it. Second of all, none of them charged me. I said, why aren't you charging me? Because there's not even a copay because it's considered a wellness visit, and so there wasn't a charge. And then third of all, when I finally got to the charge, they said, here's a small copay, and the rest is by Liberty Health Share. And then they said, you got to get a CAT scan. CAT scan was $2,500. My bill was $250 out of $2,500. Then I had a surgery. It was $20,000, and Liberty Health Share said, let us negotiate it with the hospital, and they did. They got it dramatically down. They said, we'll pay all the rest. All you have to do is give us your deductible. And when I was with Aetna, the deductible was almost $10,000 a year. My deductible at Liberty is $2,500, and I'd already spent $250 on the CAT scan, so my whole surgery cost me $2,250 out of $20,000. It was amazing, and this is Christian Health Sharing. It's not even real insurance. Real insurance is Aetna. Well, Aetna charged $2,000 a month, and they never paid for anything, anything. Every time someone wrong for anyone in my family, the bill was on me. They always made an excuse. And meanwhile, these guys keep paying for everything. My son had his wisdom teeth removed, $2,500. Liberty paid $2,000 of the $2,500. They're amazing. Give them a call. It's only $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Tell them you want the same program as Wayne Root. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237 or lightyourliberty.com. They are the best. You don't get a better testimonial than that, now do you? So, all right, here's the deal. We got Larry Greenfield with us in studio, a fellow of the Claremont Institute, a prominent wealth advisor in L.A. and Vegas, a great friend. That's why he comes in studio, because we're going to a wonderful dinner afterwards. So that's why he's here instead of on the phone. He looks for any excuse to come to Vegas to hang out with War. Right, Larry?
Absolutely.
All right, so I think it's worth talking, exploring Obama and Ben Rhodes. You had something to say about Obama, so let's start with that.
So not only did he come in with an antipathy to Israel, he put into actions what he said in words.
Obama did, yeah.
He leaked Israeli defense moves in Syria. He castigated those who opposed his strange Iran nuclear deal as dual loyalists. Obama opened the door to all of
this. Ilhan Omar's dual loyalist talk, right?
Absolutely. This was all the body language of the President of the United States, the leading lefty kind of model. This is why this all kind of exploded in recent
years. Well, what do you think of my argument? It sounds to me like you're going to be a backer of my argument. I'm about to write a commentary about this. Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and also Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's not just liberal and communist and socialist, but very anti-Israel as well.
Absolutely.
All three of them are no different than Obama. He was just better at hiding it. He didn't think any differently about Israel than Ilhan Omar, but she's got a big mouth and she's telling everyone what she thinks, which is getting her and the Democrats in a lot of trouble. Obama was much smarter, much more subtle, much classier, much more stealth. And he said, I can't tell everyone I'm a communist and Muslim sympathizer. We'll lose the election. So I'll act moderate and then you win. Then you rule as a real radical, but he campaigned as a moderate. He would never admit what Ilhan Omar's saying, but I think he believes in all the same things.
Absolutely. He was mentored by Rashid Khalidi and Edward Said and Pastor Wright and Ali Abu Nima, who he said, hey, I'm running for election now, to make your point, Wayne. I'm running for election now. I got to keep it a little cool on my antipathy to Israel. Once I'm elected, then I can say what I want. Just like he said, by the way, in his body language to the Russians.
To Putin. Remember he said that? Once I'm elected, I could do everything Vladimir wants.
He told Medvedev, hey, once I'm elected, then I can be friends with you guys. So he was actually the Russian.
He didn't say friends. He said, I'll do whatever Vladimir needs. I believe that's the paraphrase, once I'm elected. And the liberal media doesn't care. He never got in trouble for that. Can you imagine if Trump had whispered in on a mic he thought was dead, hey, Vladimir, I'll take care of you after I'm elected. I'll do everything you want. Can you imagine?
So the deep hatred of Israel, which is little America in their minds, white colonial power, strong economy, nation state, religious, pro-American, votes with the U.S. at the U.N. No wonder they hate Israel. It's like beating up on America, but it's a small little country in the Middle East. The hate on the left goes back to Voltaire. Voltaire, the leader of the Enlightenment in France, the secular hater of all religion, detested the Jews. The history of left-wing antipathy.
Lefties always hate Jews, don't they?
Absolutely.
Let me, you're a much better student of Jewish history than me. I had a rabbi on about a month ago, and I said, I'm going to throw this out at you on the air and see what you think. I'm doing this live without ever going through it, rehearsing it. I said, I would guess that no socialist nation in history has ever been kind to Jews. They've always been killed. Their wealth's been taken away. They've always been scapegoated. I can't imagine Stalin was nice to Jews. I don't believe Fidel Castro's nice to Jews. I don't believe Venezuela's nice to Jews. Yet Jews like socialism. When have Jews ever done well with socialism?
Fortunately, the kibbutz in Israel failed. Bibi Netanyahu built a thriving, thrilling
capitalist nation.
Absolutely. And he's been loyal to the United States and an ally. He's in an election on April 9th, likely to win his fifth term. And
despite charges against him. Trumped up charges like Trump, right? Same
absolutely.
Thing, fake news.
He will soon become Israel's longest-serving prime minister.
Great.
13 years.
With help from my boy, Sheldon Adelson.
Absolutely.
I write for his newspaper, Sheldon, one of the great donors in the history of America and Israel.
So my fingers are crossed for the U.S.-Israel relationship, for the Democrats to wake up and stop pandering to anti-Israel voices, and for Bibi to win his re-election in Israel.
Yes or no, though? No socialist nations have been good to Jews, correct?
Correct.
I'm on the money. Larry Greenfield, thank you.
Pleasure.
Newsmax TV right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Ooh.